Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine-in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Wow, that's a good introduction. Every week the same guy comes in and does that? Or is that on tape? Anyhow, no silence on the radio. So another one in the books. So what we're going to do is, would you sit down? I'd like to talk to you for a second. Anyhow, Mike, I noticed like this is how they do it professionally, Mike. We got Michael in the house from Paul Shrimp House. Welcome, yes. Michael.
Yes, thank you
very
much.
We got Mrs.
Brian.
Bill Arrakis in the house.
Hi.
From Bill Arrakis, you know, the famous Bill Arrakis. Bill Arrakis, would you say that's a good name in Tarpon? Mike?
Yes, I think that's a wonderful name in Tarpon.
It's a good character in Tarpon.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. Been the congressman for how many years now?
Oh,
the whole family?
Congress and Senate.
Gus Bill Arrakis is the Tarpon Springs congressman for the Pinellas County.
He's doing a fine job out there.
Yes, but they've been a congressman for 30 years.
Michael,
or the father, they really are. You want to talk about if you need something done in Tarpon Springs?
That's a guy to go to.
If he can't do it, nobody can.
Well, that's a guy who I have to go talk to.
Yeah.
I got a few things I need done.
Yeah, and then it was Papa's for the Christmas and the turkey. It was Papa's, you remember Papa's in Tarpon?
Papa's restaurant?
Yeah. They were the ones that were holding all the turkeys. They opened up that restaurant
that was there, right?
And turned on the electricity.
Well, we got a lot of turkeys for some needy families.
Yeah, it was really a good thing.
Yeah. What did we get? Did we wind up getting 1,000?
950.
950 turkeys.
So it was better. So now what we got to do is just make it happen.
Okay.
So then we got Lonnie's, right? Let's talk a little bit about Lonnie's sandwiches. Tell us why. Like, I had a chicken salad sandwich there from Lonnie's, and she had raisins in it.
There's grapes.
Was it grapes?
Celery, almonds.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
It was like a fancy chicken salad. It's a new customer of ours. They're not in there. So tell us about Lonnie's. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Florida Auto Exchange because I see it's 311. But I want them to know that there's a new general manager there, Florida Auto Exchange. He's, you know, they're called Mr. Credit. Do you know I met him? And I felt like I was meeting a movie star.
The Dr. Credit?
Dr. Credit.
Dr. Credit. Is that the one on TV? Flies.
Yeah, he plays the doctor with the sparkle on his face.
Right.
Yeah. So he's been doing it for a long time. You know, reputations are something.
Like, oh, sure.
And Dr. Credit has great reputation. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Better Business Bureau and all the ratings on their organization. Because if you can sell cars and fix cars and have a great reputation, that's very hard to do. Because there's always someone that wants to complain.
Listen, in the car business, it's a tough business.
It is.
So, and he must have good mechanics because there's no complaints. You check the Better Business Bureau.
The reviews are straight up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Florida Auto Exchange, Dave, I'd like to give a shout out. Hopefully he's tuned in. I was supposed to call him to remind him to tune in, and I didn't. So, Dave, if you're out there, you're the new general manager of Florida Auto Exchange, and you're part of a great organization. And I'm guessing to become general manager of an organization, it can't be his first rodeo, right?
Oh, first.
You know what I mean? You don't just take someone in like a guy. Like, you could just tell, like when you were talking to him, when I was talking to him on the phone, I can tell that he was a man of authority. And that, like, you know, like you just could tell.
Now, have you met him? Have you been
down there? He called to let me know he's the new general manager of Florida Auto Exchange. His name's Dave. Okay. And I could just tell on the voice that he was friendly but firm and kind. So, I mean, I could see that, you know, he's going to do a great job. He's going to be a good fit for them at Florida Auto Exchange. So I wanted to congratulate Dave for his new position there.
The best of luck to you, Dave.
And best of luck to you. And just keep the reputation going of Florida Oil Exchange, and you'll be okay. Now, Lonnie's has been in business for 30 years. Right? So think about how many. And then how long is the restaurant from Paul's Shrimp House? How long has that been there?
Oh, we've been there since 1940.
All right, so think about that. So that's 60, 77, 30. That's 107 years between the two of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Lonnie's is, you know, something you can't buy is experience, right?
Absolutely. You know, and for Paul's Shrimp House, I get up early every day. I make sure we have fresh fish every day. Our shrimp is fresh, everything from the water to your plate.
Wow.
We work very hard to keep that reputation up.
Very good. And you do. And then I met your kids.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was wonderful.
Yeah, they all.
And then you have grandkids.
Grandkids, a great-granddaughter.
And a great-granddaughter. Uh-huh. Is that amazing?
Yeah. Time flies.
And you don't look it. Like, you know what I mean? There's not a gray hair in your on your head.
Well, there's a lot of gray hairs. You just can't see it.
Can't see it, but I'm just saying you don't look the part.
That's why I hang around dimly lighted rooms, bro.
There you go. But if you thought about it, right? If really think about it. Yeah, you don't. So tell us, ask her some questions about Lonnie's.
Where are you located?
Lonnie's is Main Street.
Main Street, Dunedin?
Dunedin.
Okay. What? You don't have the address?
I don't.
It's okay. You've only been there 40 years. You're going to get it. It's going to come to you. No, that's great. Well, now what kind of...
She prepares her own wild rice bread.
Wild rice bread. I've never heard of that.
No, it's our homemade bread.
So you make it with wild rice flour?
Is that wild? It has the rice. She sends it out, has it made, brought in daily.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. So all of her sandwiches are made with us?
All of them are a potato bread.
No kidding. Yeah. I'm going to have to give it a shot.
The famous one is a sunny bird sandwich.
Which is?
Which is made with turkey, sour cream, sprouts, sunflower seeds.
Nice.
Honey.
Now, is it a health food restaurant or is it just all kinds of
sandwiches? It's
sandwiches,
catering.
Just all kinds.
Salads.
What's your biggest sandwich? What's the biggest one that goes out the door?
The Sunny Bird's a favorite.
Sounds really
today,
good. Sounds very healthy.
A couple dozen of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's healthy, yeah.
So now you're in there?
I deliver.
Okay.
Yeah.
You deliver the food.
Yep, they're open from 9 to 3, Monday through Friday.
That's it, just 9 to 3. 9 to 3. And you deliver from 9 to 3?
They deliver. And catering.
What's the radius that you deliver?
Yesterday I went up to Newport Richey, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So holy cow.
They go anywhere.
That's a long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long radius there.
Hi, guys. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know that we have Scott on the line from Slade Trades.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Scott.
How are you, my buddy?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal.
Good to see you.
Belated Christmas and getting ready for the new year.
Happy New Year.
Come on, get in.
Hey, I seen you over helping out, passing out turkeys for our turkey drive. And everybody really appreciates all the help you gave. That was great.
No problem. It was such a success, there was nothing to do at the end.
Right.
You know, the second shift didn't have nothing to do. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we got there a little late.
I would call that a success, you know.
That's right. Scott, where are you?
You know.
Scott, now you have Slade's Trades. Tell us a little bit about your
business.
Yeah, Slade's Trades is over at 1698 North Hercules. We're southwest of the railroad tracks in between Drew and Sunset Point. We've got 15,000 square foot of one-of-a-kind uniques, antiques, collectibles, art, jewelry, just anything that you could imagine that would be in a household. You know,
well, 15,000 square feet. That's, oh my God, that's huge.
Wow.
So you have a little of everything. You have furnishings, decor, collectibles, fine arts. You have everything.
I've got Cap Monte from Italy. I mean, it's like you're traveling the world all in one spot.
Uh-huh, nice.
You know, somebody explained it the other day, okay? They said, if you're looking for something specific, don't go there. But if you're looking for something that you didn't even know you needed, and you want to just expand your mind, go there, because you'll find something you didn't even know you needed.
Right.
And that's the best way to explain
that's
it. You
a
know?
Great
I mean,
way to
it's
explain
it's like you come in and look around, and, you know, you'll find stuff you didn't even know you needed.
Wow. That's great. And you're in the BCC coupon book. It's you have the buy one, get one.
Brian Cash Claws coupon book brings me a lot of people in. You know, neighborhood people that are just, you know, brick and mortar. I mean, you know, still going to restaurants and, you know, looking for businesses in the area. I mean, you know, that's a very strong book. I mean, it's amazing how many people have seen me in the Brian Cash Gloss coupon book.
Well, listen, you have a great coupon, too. Buy one, get one, up to $50 values.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
$50,
great.
You know, buy anything in here. Or if you, you know, even if you find one item, you know what? I don't even care about the coupon, you know? I mean, if you find one item and, you know, you don't want a second one, I'll work with you on that one item.
Right.
I tell that to people all the time with the prices in here. You know, this is, you know, I price it to what it's selling for, you know, and then, you know, probably 90% of the stuff in here I could work with you and probably give you anywhere from 50 to 70% off.
Wow.
Holy
you know,
God.
I really could. I mean, I'm not firm on my prices like most people are. I mean, you know, just if you got something in mind that you like and you love, I mean, I give it to you cheaper for if you like it more. You know, I've turned down offers on stuff and I've given it to people for cheaper just because of their appreciation. You see it in their eyes and you just say, you know what? Here, it's yours.
Now I know where I'm going shopping this
weekend.
You're
the man. And you're located at 1698 North Hercules Avenue in Clearwater.
Yeah, we're open 6 days a week from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And what day are you closed?
Sunday.
Sundays, okay. 6 days a week?
Sunday, the day of rest.
Absolutely.
And that was only for, like, you know, the last 2 years. I mean, for 2 years, we basically were open 7 days a week.
Wow. Now you have, say, somebody wanted a fountain or statues for their garden, you have that, right?
Oh, I got all kinds of garden statues.
So
you got about 250 of them. You know, we got urns, we've got planters, we've got garden statues, you know, and just weird ones too. I mean, there's one with a microphone for somebody in a radio for like a radio show. You know, I've even got a garden statue for that.
Okay.
I mean, I got snakes, I got dolphins that spit water, I've got a lion that's absolutely phenomenal that spits water. I mean, I even have a bronze lion face. It's a fountain. I mean, it's made solid bronze. I mean, it's a museum piece. It's gorgeous.
Huh. I got to stop down there and check it out because that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And you also, yeah, now you also
got a little of everything.
You also carry jewelry, silver. I mean, you got it all, right?
Yeah, we got gold. We got gold rings, silver rings. We've got signed costume jewelry that, you know, from the 20s. I mean, Hattie Cartier, True Art, that's sterling silver plated in gold. I mean, cool brooches.
Man cave.
You know, I had a guy come in last year for, you know, his wife. There was a perfume bottle that was from France. His wife had 500 of them. And last year he came in and he says, oh, you know, I sold it to him for a really good price. I mean, it was probably worth $600-700. I gave it to him for $300. He says, my wife's going to look it up. You know, she knows she has 500 of them. Guess what? He showed up 2 days before Christmas again this year. And he says, oh, I came in here with my wife, and, you know, the girl, Jamie, was talking to him, and I looked, I goes, there's the guy, and we ended up selling another mini perfume bottle that was like a, looked like a gold nugget that opened up and had the little perfume that you could put in there, and there was a chain that wore around her neck. He loved it. He says, start looking for another one for me for next year.
No kidding.
Wow. You know?
That's, so now, I mean, you go to... estates, right? I mean, this is where you buy a lot of your things. You go to estates.
Not even really estates anymore. I mean, I've been here for 4 years that, you know, I get pictures, I get emails. I got, you know, 8 out of 10 customers that walk through my door are trying to sell me something.
You're on Facebook,
you know, I mean,
Twitter.
It's unbelievable what's in the area that people say, oh, I've got this or I've got that. I mean, you know. And it's like, you know, they take pictures of it, they email it to me, and, you know, and that's why I could be as selective as I am to, like, the uniqueness of the shop.
Right.
You know, is because, you know, it's like you have to come here to look at it. I mean, it's really unique. I mean, you know, people don't expect what they, you know, expect when they walk through the door. When they walk through the door, and then they walk through the back of the shop and come out, they're in awe.
I mean, you got 15,000 square feet. So
that is so true. I went through the whole store. It is massive.
Is it?
I could be in there for 4 days.
It's all laid out nicely. Like, seriously. It's clean. I mean, it's like people just say, my God, I can't believe that
this
is this
year. No, I'm serious. In the back, it goes all the way up. It's how high is that ceiling? Like 30 feet? I mean, there's stuff.
30 feet up. We got tables stacked 3 high, like, you know, pallet jacking. And I mean, it's amazing stuff. I've got wine presses in here from 1890s. I mean, you know, Tiger Oak furniture. I mean, handmade, you know, carousels. I mean, it's amazing. It really is.
I mean, if you're a collector, I think a collector of anything, you would find it at Slave Trades. I mean, seriously. I was amazed, okay? Like, stuff that I never thought was worth money. I mean, you know, you don't think about it. Marbles. You remember playing with marbles as a child? He has a whole humongous collection of marbles, and some of them are, like, collectible, like, expensive. I was like, whoa.
I can't wait to go in there.
I threw them away. I didn't think they had it. $350,
see?
And the guy's hands were shaking.
I just
mean,
started collecting
shaking.
Cardinals.
I mean, he collected marbles for 25 years, and he bought 2 marbles for $300, $350 actually. And I mean, it was probably $800-900 worth of marbles, and his hands were shaking when I said $350. He couldn't get his money out quick enough.
Wow.
I didn't think marbles were worth that much.
No, I didn't. I mean, just anything, though. I mean, he has the most beautiful furniture, like collectible furniture, because I really love the Asian themes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, what is that called? When you walk in the door and it's to the right. It's not
that's like a map chest. It's all got hand-carved angels.
Yeah.
It's got a beautiful lion that sits on top that's got a hidden compartment underneath it. And I mean, it's all hand-carved mahogany. It's got angels on it.
Beautiful stuff.
It's amazing. It's like got the roof with all the tiles.
You got us excited.
I mean,
you got to stay open late.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. I've never seen a piece like that, like anywhere, because I'm sure it's one of a kind.
And how does somebody shop in there in 7 hours?
Well, 200,000 items, he says he has. Over 200,000
items. I mean, anything. Jewelry, watches, pens, like, I mean, anything. Swords, furniture, anything you could possibly think of that is collectible.
You could spend the afternoon there.
Art people. It's funny when you watch people come in and they have their different interests. I mean, I've got Picasso's in here. I mean, Cienis. I've got an Arrakis and Fox. I've got Salvador Dali's. I mean, And the art people like Hargraves Jacksons. I mean, they come in here. I got an Earl. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. He was famous for his light with the barn scene. And, you know, you see art people come in and they go, you know what that is? You know what this is? You know that? Or like bronze people that love bronze. It's like the statues. I mean, you can see people's interest. And I follow people around and, you know, just seeing what they're touching, and you could tell they're, you know, what they're into. I mean, you could see a specialist because they go right to the finest of the finest. It's,
right.
It's kind of funny.
Wow.
You know, so you got to check it out. You know?
I got to come
down.
You got
to come by.
I keep saying I got to stop in there and check it out.
You've been there 4 years.
Yeah, we just got two tables in there, two chairs with a table that have ducks' heads on them. I mean, they're carved on both sides with a.
Are you serious? I have a neighbor that collects ducks. I'm gonna have to tell him.
Oh my God, yeah. These chairs are amazing.
Is it on your Facebook page?
Hand carved. No, it's not. It isn't. I should put it up there. It just came in the other day. I mean, like I needed another table and a hole in the head. I just couldn't pass it up. I
no,
even got the.
I'm gonna have to tell him, so we'll have to come over there together.
So, what do you have? Just sections for furniture, sections for
art. Know, furniture, lighting. I mean, just jewelry. I mean, it's amazing. The clocks. I've got five grandfather clocks. I've got grandmother clocks. I've got mantle clocks.
Yeah. What's the difference between a grandmother clock and a grandfather clock?
The size.
Huh.
Okay, I never knew that.
You know, the size. I mean, you know, the grandfather clocks usually stand by themselves and,
the
you
grandmothers
know.
The hang on the wall, right?
And they go up, you know, they're probably 5 to 6 feet tall, you know. A grandmother clock is probably 3/4 of the size and can hand, you know, hang on the wall more like the regulators and stuff like that or like grandmothers.
I never knew
and then
that.
You got the mantles, you know, and then you got the wood mantle clocks. You got the marble mantle clocks.
Now, do you have a kid's
section?
I
got one in the other day that was made in June of 1882, and it still keeps perfect time. It's made out of marble, black marble. It's got slate rock on both sides. It's got 24-karat gold on the face of it. I mean, I've had it probably 3 weeks now. I wound it, and it keeps perfect time.
Well, you're probably not going to have it very much longer since you're...
Well, I'm just saying, it's an Estonian... And it was made in June of 1882.
Oh,
wow. Absolutely gorgeous.
Now, what would something like that go for?
You know, it's a $600-$700 clock if you look it up online. You know, I'd probably let that clock go for $400.
Wow. You know? So almost half you price.
Know? Yeah, yeah. I mean, but realistically, if I wanted to, I mean, you know, it's sad that the brick and mortar, I mean, I had a knife in my case that I tried to sell for $30 for a year. And I had it up online for $199. The guy made me an offer for $110. Why? Because he knew what it was.
Right.
It was a case, double X.
You just need the right person.
It was from 63 to 69. It was a three blade. It was a whittler. But I had it in my case for $30. And I've had many people look at it and just pass it up.
And they didn't know what it was.
$10 online. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, you know, there was a specific person that, you know, looked at it, knew what it was, and says, oh, I'll give you $110. And I accepted it.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have a kids section?
There is some kids' toys. There's all kinds of kids' toys. I mean, we've got, you know, little trains. We've got dinosaurs. We've got... old kid toys from the 50s that, you know, could be recirculated for the kids now. I mean, my grandson...
A lot of that kid stuff is coming back
from the 20s.
Yeah.
Sure, those old toys are starting to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's what's in
here. So no matter what you're looking for, go to Slade's Trades. He's going to have it.
You're the best, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. I really appreciate it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to Our Place Restaurant?
Yeah, I ate there last night.
I was going to say, your voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, this.
No, I did. I ate there last night. I ordered the lobster sandwich roll. I got the au jus. I got a hot beef with a side of gravy on it.
You must have been pretty hungry.
You know?
Yeah, I'm Christy. I work.
Well, you know, I do. I was working late. I mean, you know.
I work at Lonnie's delivering in the mornings, and then I work the server overnights, 10 to 6.
Really? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Could you imagine what times you get there?
I didn't get there. I had Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. Uber Eats is so popular. But We're
Uber,
so proud
I go in there and put it in there. You get the order, and, you know, the guy comes down. You see him on the thing. You know, you come up from Dunedin, you know. And it was probably a quarter to ten.
Yeah.
At night, and I was still working, and I was hungry, and I said, you know what? Our place has that amazing lobster roll sandwich.
The lobster roll. And then our prime rib is amazing. They do that Friday
nights. It is. It was
amazing. They do that Friday nights from 4 to 10.
And I had the hot beef with the French fries where I get my gravy in. I mean, it's an amazing place.
And if you ever met the owner, Greg, right?
Greg and Jay.
Never.
Greg, the unbelievable, honorable people, right?
Yeah, we have to shout out to them because both of them this year, 2017, City of Dunedin got your restaurant of the year, and also for Dunedin Chamber of Commerce, restaurant of the year, business of the year.
Jeez.
For the outpour of help they did for Hurricane Irma. They opened their doors serving
people
food.
So that's what
food.
You were talking about when I was waiting to get on the air, is you delivered up to Port Richey yesterday?
No, I did for Lonnie's sandwiches during the day.
Are you familiar with Lonnie's? Yeah, yeah. They've been in business for 30 years. Are you familiar with Lonnie's?
Yeah.
Lonnie Sanders is in the morning, and then I work at our place at night.
Yeah, and then, like, if you think about it, Lonnie's is like an institution. They're a legend in Dunedin. They've been doing this for over 30 years. So, like, they're a famous, old-fashioned, you know, do-it-from-scratch sandwich shop. Like, they put raisins.
I've never tried Lonnie's, actually. I'll have to try that.
Oh, my God, their food is amazing.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. And they're going to be in the next magazine, too,
they'll
actually
be in the next book.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to try it.
Very good. So, anyhow, is it all right if I stop by after the radio show?
Yeah, yeah. You can stop by.
You'll see us all because I'm excited to see this store.
Yeah, like everybody talks about Slade Trades. I always pronounce it wrong, though. But
how do you pronounce it?
Slade Trades.
Everybody thinks you're saying Slade Trades.
Yeah, he says I say it
wrong. And that's not good.
Like a New York accent, I think. Slade.
Yeah,
he says it's Slade.
S-L-A-D-E, Slade's Trade.
Yes, and it's unbelievable.
It's a good southern name, you know, a strong name.
I think it should be Slade Trades Museum.
You know, I mean, a lot of people said that they paid me admission to walk through here.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I've had more customers say, man, I'd pay you to walk through here.
We went to Pets Unlimited because the kids are off from school, right? And it was like the same thing, like when you pull over, like, they were able to see rabbits, birds, fish, you know, reptiles. It was like a free thing. And they were all excited picking up the rabbits and all that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing at Slade Trades. When you go in there more as an adult, though, you see nostalgia, you see memorabilia, you see things of value, things that are well kept.
Yeah, I'm looking at a longhorn head sitting right now in my office. I mean, it's 5.5 feet wide. Still got all its teeth.
Well, good. Anyhow, Scott.
Yeah, I got 50 bucks, huh?
Just want to thank you for being on the show.
Yeah.
And in closing, tell us what you want to say about Slade Trades. You know who does it best? Is the guy from the Aflac that comes in. Remember? I wish he was here. But he does a commercial for you every time, even when you're not here. He wants to do
it. Slade Trades, dedicated to Slade Trades.
And he says it's like a safari. And he goes into a whole spiel. He loves your place.
Thank you, Brian, and I thank you guys. I hope to see you here, you know, and...
thank you. Again, and I need to get my truck fixed.
I'll be there.
Everybody
Mom's birthday's
happy
this week.
New Year.
Real quick, I need to get my truck fixed, too, still.
Yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah,
you ever get...
get hold of Mike.
Yeah, okay. All right, buddy.
All right.
You're the best, Scott.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Happy New Year.
I appreciate it.
Was that
happy
set up...
To you.
Scott, real quick, did you still there? Is he there?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? We were going to do a promo for our place, right?
Mm-hmm. You did a promo for our place.
And then Scott says he ate there last night. And the whole reason you waited was to do it. Do you see how it almost feels like that was set up?
Mm-hmm.
And then people say it's odd. It's God.
It's God.
It's a spiritual moment. You know what I call it? Who knows this? Scott, whoever knows this gets $50. I give away money all the time, right?
Tons of money.
Money.
That's all he does is give away money.
What does IBM stand for? Scott?
IBM.
It's what happened. It's what happened.
It's in Rochester, New York, too. You think that I know
Who knows
that,
what IBM?
You know?
Want to make $50?
I'm from Rochester, New York, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I mean, IBM was up there. I mean, you know.
No, what IBM stands for, not the computer company.
Think about this. We are going to do a promo about our place, right? That was the whole purpose. We get you on the air. We have no idea that you ate at their restaurant. So it was called an IBM. What is it? Ready? Itty Bitty Miracle.
Jeez. I said irritable bowel movement.
Itty bitty. It's like a, it's kind of, it's like a miracle.
No, I think, isn't it like International Business Machine?
No, Itty Bitty Miracle. The odds of having.
I think you're talking about kindergarten talk.
No, Itty, when you being.
I remember, for like the IBM, for like the computers, if you're talking about.
No,
IBM. International Business Machine.
I'm talking about you eating at our place. We are about to do a
business
pro.
Owners need to stick together.
Itty bitty
miracle. What is the odds that you ate at our place
last night
and where our whole purpose was to do a promo about them, and then you could say all these things about the lobster roll and all this other stuff.
Almost like the Aflac. I got my toe cut off, and then we were doing Aflac,
Right. You're like the IBM.
Aflac paid me off. I mean, they did. I couldn't have signed up at a better time.
Right, so I have the guy from Aflac in here. He's talking about how his toe was cut off, how it was the most miracle thing that happened for him. It was another IBM. I think, Scott, you're just IBM. That's your new name.
That's it.
What does IBM stand for?
International Business Machine. Itty Bitty Miracle.
Itty Bitty Miracle.
Itty Bitty Miracle. Yes. So anyhow.
Have a great day. I'm going to run.
You're the best, Scott. Always know that.
Happy New Year.
See you later,
God bless you, Scott.
Bye now.
Happy New Year, Scott.
Hey, have you tried that pizza from Frank's?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And we are joined now by Huey as well on the phone.
From where?
Best Nails.
Oh, Huey Pooey. How are you, my friend?
How are you, Brian?
Brian, I got to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Try Lonnie's. Try our place. Our place is 24 hours. Lonnie's 9 to 3.
We'll
Happy
be there.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Best, what would you name your company? Let's go around. You own a nail company.
Yes.
All right. And do you have the paperwork, too?
She's going to stop by and see me tomorrow.
Okay, so we're a very well-organized company. Lonnie, you were supposed to be on at 3:38, so we're about 17 seconds late. I want you to know we are all programmed here. Wouldn't you say, everything's... Well, how would you describe it?
I mean, we are right on this. But when
we're, registered. Yeah, everything perfect. Everything
is just right in order.
Yeah, so we're, 30 seconds late with you. I'm sorry, because you were scheduled
Except
for today. So we're right on schedule. And that's good because what is that called? Well lubed oiled, or what is it? What's another word for it?
Well oiled machine.
Well oiled machine. So, what would you, let's see here. Who wants to make $50?
Me.
Okay, is that okay that we, Huey?
My name's Didi.
Huey.
Yes.
Okay, let me just do this for you. You own a nail company.
Yes.
What would you guys, if you guys can tell me the name of his company, what he named his nail company, this is Huey.
Yes, you will get 50 Monopoly dollars.
$50.
And that is for real.
$50, okay?
Yeah.
So who can name Huey's, he owns a nail salon in Palm Harbor. Tell me, it's a one word answer.
I went there.
You, say it into the mic.
Huey Nails.
Well, say it into the mic.
Say it.
Okay.
Huey's.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so who can name his nail salon? $50.
Huey Nails.
All right, Mike?
I say that. The angel company.
No, I'm going to let the kids win because I win enough money from you.
That's right. I know you are. I think you're going to have to put you on my taxes.
Yeah.
Anyhow, here it is. Best Nails.
Oh.
That's what
Nobody
he named.
Nobody got that? Come on. You
Come
guys.
On. Best
That's
Nails.
That's an easy one.
$50 goes to me. All right.
Yes, Monopoly money.
You know what I was thinking too is we should tell some jokes. Do you have some jokes?
Oh my gosh, some jokes. See,
yeah.
I'm just naturally funny. We are funny.
Yes.
Yes.
Funny. Funny money. So tell us about Best Nails. You guys do acrylic nails.
Yes, we do acrylic nail. We do solar powder nail. We do glow in the dark. We do the dip powder, SNS. We do manicure gel, shellac manicure gel, and we do pedicure. Yes, and I have 5 different pedicures starting from 20 up to 50. So.
Wow. And then, like, what's the difference between, like, what is the number? Like, does it go in cycles? What's in, what's out? It's like, yeah, at one point it was French nails, and then that went out, and then
it's still popular.
It's still popular. What is the big? What's the big thing? You know, if someone walks in, most likely they're going to order.
What's the end thing? It just depends on that client. If they like the manicure gel, which we have hundreds of colors, so they've been wearing that for a long time, so they prefer that. And then most people, they like fake nail, like put on a full set of nail, you know, with the coffin shape or with the almond shape. So depend on that person. And then we also have the dip powder, especially for people that have weak nail on the natural nail. And then we have over 100 colors that they could choose from, and we dip it on top of their real nail.
So, really?
So it makes it stronger?
The powder is stronger. It's the dip powder. Yeah.
Well, okay. That's pretty good. I didn't even know that, and you said
it. I never knew.
Yeah, so that's what you need. And then, like, where are you guys located? Give a description of where you're located.
The address is 36613 U.S. Highway 19 North in Snappers Plaza, right across the street from Innisbrook. So it's so easy to find it.
Yeah, and I think you got to stress Snappers Plaza, like in your ads.
Palm Harbor.
Yeah, next to the Amscot, right?
Yes, next to Amscot, right across the street from Innisbrook, and right in Snappers Bar and Grill Comedy is on U.S. 19.
Right, and then it's Basta Shore Plaza. You know why that is? Me and Tammy went into the nail salon before yours, and this is just, my kids here, this is just the truth, okay? I'm really giving you the truth now. The lady had an ad out with your ad in her hand to give to the lady as we walked in there.
Oh.
So that's when I realized, I looked down at your address, and I realized we never gave a description. Like, if you give something on U.S. 19, right?
Yeah, it's a tough street.
Okay, so if I say to you 39265 U.S. 19 North, where is it? But if I say to you at the corner of Curlew and U.S. 19 in the public shopping center, right away you know where it is.
Right.
Right, so like on U.S. 19, it's more important to give description than it is the actual physical address. Because there's so many nail salons, too.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
Yes, it's right in Snappers Bar and Grill. And it's right across the street from Innisbrook, so you cannot miss it.
Well, good. And then, you know, we're going to be having Burt Reynolds. You ever hear of Burt Reynolds?
Yes, I heard of him.
Yeah, we're great. On May 11th, they're going to be doing a thing where Michael Andretti, and we're going to be the guy that he's a friend with him, is going to get us a radio interview with him. And we're going to be promoting something for May 11th. They're going to reenact the 1980. 500, because that was the controversial one, and they're going to do a movie where they reenact it.
They
want Michael Andretti to drive Burt Reynolds in the car that's the pace car. You know, there's someone that drives the pace car.
So he's going to come and promote his upcoming movie.
And then the guy, John, that just called me, like he left this, he said, hey, we'd like to have your radio show help us promote it. Would you be interested? And of course, who would say no to Burt Reynolds?
Right.
So anyhow, would you like to meet Burt Reynolds?
Yes, if I have, yes.
Yeah, and like the kids, I'm asking them right now, because most of the kids here are 14 or younger. They have no idea who Burt Reynolds is. Like, tell them, like, what a superstar he was.
Right.
Wasn't he, you? He was the star of stars.
Oh, he was big. In his time, he was huge.
So we're going to be interviewing him for the radio show. Just thought I'd pass that on to you.
Nice.
Okay, well, I'm going to say a joke. Oh, you're going to say it?
It's a blonde joke and a redhead joke.
Okay, go ahead. You ready? Let's see if we can get you to laugh.
So a blonde and a redhead have a ranch, and they just lost their bull. The woman need to buy another, but only have $500. So the redhead tells the blonde, I will go to the market and see if I can find one for under that amount. And if I can, I will send you a telegram. She goes to the market and finds one for $499. Having only $1 left, she goes to the telegraph office and finds out that it costs $1 per word. She is stumped on how to tell the blonde to bring the truck and trailer. Finally, she tells the telegraph operator to send the word comfortable. Skeptical, the operator says, how will she know to come with a trailer from just one word. And the redhead replies, she's a blonde, so she reads slow. Come for ta bull.
What?
Wow, that was actually good.
That was a good one.
That was good. See, that's what I was saying. I think from now on, what we should do is like every 15 minutes tell a joke.
Okay.
She should go to Snapper's Comedy Club. And
yeah, because Casey tuned in, and he says, you guys got to need to tell more jokes.
Yes.
So let's start doing
Sammy.
That.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Not bad?
This is a little bit sketchy.
You want to hear another one?
Okay. So the teacher, you guys got to answer me, okay? So the teacher says, kids, what does the chicken give you?
The egg.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Yes. So then the teacher says, very good. Now, what does the pig give you?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon, yes. So then she says, great. And what does the fat cow give you?
Burgers.
Milk.
Homework.
What? Oh, fat cow, your teacher.
Oh,
that was not so
homework.
Yeah. Actually, what do cows drink?
Milk. Water.
That. A lot of people will say milk because they think cow milk.
Yeah, water.
What comes out of a toaster?
Bread.
Yeah, right. A lot of people will say toast. Anyhow, best nails. Wait, you're the best.
I have one.
What?
What comes from BBC?
What comes from BCC?
Sales.
Sales. See that? There you go.
That's a $50 answer.
So now let me ask you a question, you.
I got one.
Will you do my daughter's nail and her friend nails for free?
Yes, come on in. You get 20% off. It's not free.
Ooh.
What is yes? Yes, I got it on tape.
New client.
Not for free. I can knock on. How about free? How about buy one, get one free?
Yes.
Okay.
Just bring them in.
You're the best. Anyhow, you're the best. And that's why you're best nails. You're the bestest.
Thank you very much, Brian, Tammy. You guys want to have a wonderful new year.
Sniper.
And you, even on the air, I'm going to say this. Thank you for your business.
You're welcome. Anytime.
You're the best. Okay, that's you from Best Nails in Palm
Harbor. Don't get too drunk now.
I don't drink, actually.
Oh, you don't drink?
No.
Yeah, drink lots of milk.
Drink lots of milk.
Drink lots of milk.
You're the best, you.
Thank you.
See you later, my friend.
By the way, my name is D.
Happy New Year. Bye.
All right, so then let's just talk to, London. Let's go. What's going on in your life? What projects are you working on in your career? What's your next project?
To be a good man, do better football, and that's it.
Okay, Tarion, what is your career? What career moves are you making? Like, what is some big deals you got making? I know there's supposed to be a merger with Tarion and and what's his name? Steve Curry, and you have a project going on. Stephen Curry. Curry and Tarion project. So what is this multi-million-dollar deal you guys got hooked up and are doing? Tell us.
Actually, it's with Kyrie Irving.
Oh, it's with Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie's trash.
Okay, so you're doing a multi-deal with Kyrie Irving, and he's with the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the project that you guys are doing that's costing millions of dollars to produce?
Helping kids.
There you go, helping kids. And in which way are you doing it?
Well, really,
by making them trasher.
By donating canned goods to families that need it, and I don't know, I can't really say.
You can't really say? That's a good promotion, you can't say. I guess you're good. And then, so let's go to Liberty here in the house. We also got Kaysia in the house. And we got Ariana in the house. So, Ariana, I understand you're doing a big project with Beyonce. Is that true? It's a multi-million-dollar project going on. It's an album coming out. You are one of the dancers on the big album. You and Dizzy, whatever his name is. So tell us, what's going on there? Okay, so Liberty, I understand you have a big deal going on. Okay, so why don't you do a little promo for my buddy Frank's at Frank's Pizza. So I understand you have a big deal going on with that lady that says, a race to China?
A race to China?
Nicki Minaj and you are doing a multi-million-dollar deal too. What is that? Something about with pink Cadillacs or something like that?
What's the deal with that? Or, no, you're that's right. You're
it's a song.
I guess you're unloading a perfume line. But what's her name?
Yeah, she's going to have the new perfume line. That's
what's
right.
It? It's called the Liberty, right? It sets you free.
And it's going to be the Statue of Liberty with her face on it.
That's right. And what is it? It's like a $10 million project? Tell us about it.
It's a race to China.
I don't know what to say.
It's a race to China? It's a race to China?
I have a question.
What?
Was that Frank's Pizza we just ate?
That's it. See, you are smart.
So, I gotta say one thing, Brian.
In the studio,
no, actually,
Michael, from Paul Shrimp House, we need to talk about.
Okay, but real quick, I need to talk about the Big Roman. Give me their ad. The Big Roman.
I didn't hear a please.
Please. We had, I just like to talk about them, actually. They donated turkeys to the project, right? And their turkeys were the biggest turkeys. This is Big Romans we're talking about now. Tell them about what you thought of the garlic knots.
Garlic knots are good.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And then we got Big Romans. I got to tell you, their phone number is 727-441-3300. They're at 1719 Drew Street in Clearwater. That's at Jupiter Avenue and Drew Street, between Jupiter Avenue. And they're right by the Drifters Sports Pub, or actually right like on the same side as 7-Eleven, but over by the bar Drifters. Big Roman Pizza. Now, maybe I shouldn't say this, because I love Frank's. Frank's is always good to us, right? But I got to tell you, I really believe that this is the one place, like if you ask for it well done, they make it well done. So I ask for extra sauce and extra cheese. They really give you extra sauce and extra cheese. It's not, it's like they really do. And they make everything to order, and they make it the way you want. I guess they're like the Burger King of Italian restaurant pizzeria. That's Big Roman Pizza. And if, because everybody has different tastes. If I said to you, Mike, extra mayonnaise, would you say yes to that?
No, I wouldn't give you any mayonnaise.
Right, so you see what I'm saying?
No, of course I would. Of course I would. Remember the place we went to and you asked for the extra mayonnaise?
Yes.
We won't mention the restaurant.
They gave you the extra mayonnaise,
but they also took it back and put it back in the refrigerator.
And we saw them do it.
Yeah, we watched them. Yeah. I called it.
Yeah, but it wasn't this place. This is somewhere else.
Not Frank's or
Big Roma. There was another place.
Frank's,
it was just so funny.
Listen, Frank's has got the pizza here now, and it's unbelievable.
And so does Big Romans. Big Romans, too.
And Big Romans, both of them are fantastic.
But what I'm saying is,
I have a hard time figuring out which is better.
So if I ask for extra sauce, that's what I like, right?
Yeah.
Big Romans pizza, right? They give it to you. They give you extra sauce.
Well, of course.
But no, not every place does that. I ask for extra sauce at some of the restaurants, and it's dry as can be.
Really?
Yeah, but not Big Romans. Big Roman's Pizza, they're the best. And they have free delivery, too, folks. They have dine-in, takeout.
Where are they located?
They're at 1719 Drew Street in Clearwater. They're at Jupiter Avenue and Drew Street between the 7-Eleven and Drifter Sports Pub.
So I live in Dunedin, and I'm sure they're going to deliver to me.
Yes, they would.
The only time I've eaten there is I went in and ordered a pizza.
Unbelievable.
And Frank's, too. And I had the Frank's, the white pizza, which is unbelievable.
Frank's Restaurant and Pizza. He's the guy that, like, forget the pizzeria, right? Like, if you can, even though you don't want to forget it.
Yeah.
Him, a man of integrity. He's a man just like, his word is his bond. He's just, Frank is the Frank. Frank, to be frank with you, is a man of his word.
Well, I go in there, I'll have a slice of the white pizza. I'll have a cold beer. You got a nice cold beer in there. They have a great little bar area.
Yeah, and then the TV set, too, if you wanted to watch
some sports.
The TV, you want
to watch a football game or
basketball
game. Yeah, it's a great little place. I like Frank's.
Frank's is, he's the real deal, though, as a person, too. Besides, the food is fantastic. I'm just saying.
I got a question.
As a human being, he's like one of the most honorable persons I do business with. Go ahead.
I wonder why he makes his pizza large.
Large?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because large is because people like large. There's different sizes, medium, large, small.
It was good.
And that's the difference. See, that's the testimony you want.
Right, I have
But there's difference. Like Hungry Howie's, their large is the 14-inch, whereas Frank's and Big Roman's large is 16. The 16.
Yeah.
We know it, Brian.
So from a marketing standpoint, you really do get more
at Big Roman's.
At Big Roman's.
Big Roman's Pizza has a 16-inch large pizza, cheese pizza for $9.99. And that's in the coupon book.
But really, if you want to compare it to Hungry Howie's and Domino's.
Well, there's no comparison.
Well, I'm just trying to say, but that would be called an extra large. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But they call it a large because it's 16-inch. But Domino's would call it an extra large.
You get a bigger size with Big Romans and the same price.
What?
Snipe.
Oh.
Snipe of the...
Talk about
it's Paul okay. Trump. Listen, just come on down to Paul's.
Just tell us what's
go
going on.
Go down to BBC coupon book. We have a 2-for-1 fish and chips. You can come down to bring it. Bring your coupon. We also have $9 off a dinner, $6 off a lunch. I have $6.99 lunch specials every day, 7 days a week, from 11 to 4. We have some great food over there, Brian, and you know you've eaten it many times.
Yeah, everything's. I talk. What I would do is if I would stress the from the water to your plate, because the freshness of how you shop every day for your fish, which makes a difference.
Yeah. Oh, the big.
Explain difference. Why your stuff is always fresh.
Well, I work very hard at it, Brian. I mean, I get up early in the morning. I get fresh shrimp every day or fresh fish every day. I mean, it's, you know, I buy enough for the day. When we run out, we run out. If it's 8 o'clock at night and we're out of grouper that night, then we run out. I get it fresh again the next day. But I don't keep anything more than a day or two in the restaurant. So everything is fresh. And our seafood lasagna that we make, I have large sea scallops, shrimp, blue crab. We put a white sauce over it. It's amazing. I can't keep enough of it in the place. We sell a ton of it.
This sounds delicious, just you talking the way you do about it. And you can tell in your heart you really do care.
I care. I definitely care. And our peel and eat shrimp is probably the best in Florida. We've been serving the same way since 1940. That's our biggest seller. People come in.
And think about that, 1940. World War II didn't even start yet.
Unbelievable.
Right? It was 41, right? December 7th.
You have the date.
The date with the living infamy. That's when we were attacked by the Japanese at Pearl Harbor, December 7th. And most people don't even talk about it. It's the same thing with 9/11 now. It's not a big deal anymore.
Right.
It used to be.
Right. Well,
in time, people forget.
Yeah, I don't think they forget as much as they just don't talk about it.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't come up in conversation.
Well, I just asked these guys who Burt Reynolds is, right?
Well, they're young.
See, John Wayne. Do you know who John Wayne is?
No idea.
No. Remember how big John Wayne was?
Oh, my God. These are icons.
These are icons.
The war started 1941.
December 7th.
December 7th. I just told
you. Okay. And then, let's just do some thanks quick.
Okay, we'll go to Scott from Slade Strage. We want to thank you for calling us today.
Frank.
We want to thank Frank's Pizza for delivering pizza to us.
Yeah, great pizza that we had. Wonderful.
And Big Romans, those garlic knots were to die for. I mean, that is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten in my life, Big Romans.
Shout out to Florida Auto Exchange.
Yeah, that's Dave. Congratulations on your promotion.
Shout out to Cordat Black.
Yeah, and then also a shout out to who else did we have on? Best Nails, Lonnie's.
Huh?
We did something for our place.
And a shout out to Burt Reynolds. We can't wait to see you.
There you
shout
go.
Shout out Lil Pump.
That's it, Burt Reynolds. Thanks, Tammy, for telling the jokes, Tammy.
Yeah, thanks, Tammy.
We should do that on a regular basis.
Shout out for my DB.
Man, let's give a shout out to Keisha, London.
Nah, my name is DB. Three times.
Liberty.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.